Blog Talk Radio.
I
the moment.
For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformists, one hit or quitters. For types and types, for shape figures. Let's get it together, come on, let's make it.
Gotta make it,
to make it,
to make it,
to make it,
to make something happen.
To make something happen.
To make something happen.
Let's make something happen.
Word to Viper, gonna bring it to the overlord. Drake and Cisco, chillin' with the gold microphone cords. And we grip our balls every time we something on tour. Cause we never bore, responding to the ready crowds roar. And promoters try to hit us with the audible. We about our business, we not quitters, not bullshitters. We deliver, we go get it. Don't be bitter, cause we not just niggas.
Jerobe, my fire wolf into different cloth. Ain't nothing forbidden, the chicken kid is written off. Artists fit in the city, y'all niggas sitting, getting so confused in the maze. Should prepare your brain, miss the luck to planning for our future people. None of our people involved, foreign handy and smearing off. Forget it, cracking off and smearing off. Quickly turn the Molotov, Molotov the spaceship door before that bitch is taking off. It always seems the poorest persons, the people forsaken. Dog the Washington's, Jefferson's, Jackson's on the captain's log. They'd rather leave us to the gray and swore poison deli smog. Glass unblackening, it's happening, you feel it, y'all. I'd rather see weeded three-by-three structure with many bars. Leave us where we are so they can play among the stars. We're taking off to Mars, got the space vessels overflowing. What you think they want us there? All the niggas not going.
Reputation ain't glowing, reparations ain't flowing. If you find yourself stuck in the creek, you better start rowing. Used to see the TV screen as a place I land my dream. In the car stereo, where they would promote the show. Optimistic little brother, little hope, you know.
Space program for niggas, where you stuck here, nigga. Ain't a space program for niggas, where you stuck here, nigga. Stop.
Sometimes I read the paper every day. All these happenings are secular, just happen different ways. And the president's refining her wings, she's confined with about 30 Percocets and 5 bottles of wine. Carolina, nothing finer than a black woman who climbs to the top of the state building, claiming that their flag is mine. Now people on top of people feel like we can't breathe. Put so much in this motherfucker, feel like we shouldn't leave. Put it on TV, put it in movies, put it in our face. These notions and ideas, the citizens live in their face. I chuckle just like all of y'all. Absurdity, after all, takes money to get it running and money from trees don't fall. Imagine for 1 second all my people of color, please. Imagine for 1 second all the people in poverty, no matter the skin tone, culture or time zone. Think the ones who got it would even think to throw you a bone? Moved you out your neighborhood, did they find you a home? Non-paper, probably no place to. Imagine if the shit was really talking about faith, too. Imagine if the shit was really talking about faith, too. Imagine if the shit was really talking about faith,
too. Time to go left and not right. Gotta get it together forever. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformers when hit or quit it. For Tyson, Tyson, shape figures. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformers when hit or quit it. For Tyson, Tyson, shape figures. Make, make, make. Let's make something happen, let's make something happen, let's make something happen, let's make something happen. Gotta get it together forever. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformers, one hit acquitted. For types and types and chain figures. Let's make something happen, let's make something happen. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformers, one hit acquitted. For types and types and chain figures. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Gotta get it together forever. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformers, one hit acquitted. For types and types and chain figures. Let's make something happen, let's make something happen. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformers, one hit acquitted. For types and types and chain figures. Make, make, make. Let's make something happen, let's make something happen. Let's make something happen, let's make something happen.
A small step for mankind, but a giant step for us.
Oompa, Loompa, Doompa-dee, Doompa, I've got another puzzle for you.
3, 3.
Ooh.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. I'm co-host La Perla Negra, and I'm riding shotgun with the host of this amazing program, Sergio Atterbury. Hey, King, how you doing tonight?
What's up, what's up, what's up? I'm here, I'm feeling good, cold weather.
I hear that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Sergio, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Yeah, I'm definitely linked up.
I know that's right. You stay linked up. And that's a good thing. Absolutely, absolutely. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press that one and join us. We'd love you to. Now, before I go any further, I have to give a shout-out and a thank you to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine, and he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO and creator of Raw Links, the beautiful jewelry that we speak of tonight. And he goes by the name of Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. A baby, baby. Yeah. Now, to acquire those amazing pieces of jewelry that come with wonderful precious metals and gems and even wood that give off beautiful, beautiful energy in the healing sense and just good high vibrations, you can get them on Amazon, you can get them on Instagram, and over at Raw Links, Be Raw at Facebook.com. And if you can't get them at any of those places, make sure you holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will be sure that you get to adorn your body with one of those amazing pieces. You can design it yourself, or you can have For Real give you one of his wonderful, unique designs. All right, Sergio, tonight is open mic, am I right?
Open mic, do what you like tonight.
I know that's right. You know what? I love writing. I do. And sometimes I got a flow going where I just don't want to take no breaks out of it. But there are other times when I truly, truly appreciate open mic. Believe me, because it takes some of the pressure off of writing to something that was assigned to you, like a prompt, you know. Sometimes you can't organize those words like you want to, you know, and it's not a block. It's just you just can't seem to get them together the way you want them to, you know, but it's all good. Still all in the same. It's all good. I'm always up for some poetry. How about you? How you feel about that?
Always down for it, you know what I mean? Hear these callers calling and spit some dope for our pieces, you know?
Absolutely. All right, so how you want to do this? You want me to take the lead or you want to take the lead?
Yeah. Queen Latifah style, right? What they say? Ladies first?
Okay. That's what's up. All right, I got you.
Hey, I'm going to step back. Stage is yours.
Thank you. I'm not a virgin to the mic. But I get nervous every time I step up to it. So if you can allow me some patience within your peace, you can get this poetry. This is called Untouchable Luggage. I can't unpack this luggage anymore. It's just too much you've left behind this time. Because once again, you waited until I fell in love with us. Then you walked away. I'm not going to touch this bag ever again, so I'll just leave it here, right here at the baggage claim for someone else to take. Because it's always you recognize your power, and then somehow my feelings become irrelevant. So here's where my relevancy begins, and it is valid. I keep my head to the sky now, and it's breathtaking. Because I trust myself and all the signals of my body, which leads me to an opening of a deepening type of love. That's somewhere you'll probably never visit, a place you'll probably never feel. Because it's past pain, past anxiety, past anger, past what I felt each time you left. It wasn't hurt. Or anxiety, heartbreak, or anger, or fear. It was a little more peace of mind. And what I learned every time you left was that in order to make space, to have that room for something new, you must let go of some things. Just unload. And some of those things may be what you're used to, all that you've ever known. Well, I've unloaded, and this caged angel's wings have stretched wide and free. So I'm going to leave that luggage and go on to find my new way, because ain't no fun in crying tears that can't come from joy in the morning that lasts throughout the day, and that's that peace.
Whoa, man. Beautiful and lovely piece. I'm going to give you a clap on that. No clap. An applause. That was a beautiful piece. I loved it. Definitely. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Now, speaking of beautiful pieces, amazing pieces, awesome pieces, Sergio, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint.
I try to have your head things, you know. This piece is titled Feeling It.
All right. The mic is yours.
All right. Standing on two towers of power, rejuvenated. For too long, I waited with patience on revelation. Changed up my cadence because I finally made it. It's now the first quarter. I'm returning to the basics. At 18, my higher learning was teaching that was forgotten. Instead of clock watching, I settled for better options, facing their own situations. Without evaluating, I'm dating my occupation. Found light and sent my aura glowing without energy. That other side of me exposed those offended me, protecting my inner being with an all I seen. Intuition powerful enough to read blank feelings. Any backdoor combo is not even 100. Probably weak funded by the insecure coming. Instigators running two lips just for kicks. Easy to check a snitch that be squealing behind a myth. Revenge of the ish. Here's a conscious black fish. Raised in the air so all my people get they wish. Word to the wise. Me and mine stay dormant. It's unconditional love that is birthed inside the stomach. That's that piece.
Yo. Unconditional mind is what? What was that last couple words?
It's unconditional love that bursts inside the stomach.
You know, you say some deep one-liners from time to time near gems, and I try to keep them with me, but you come up with so many because you stay writing. You don't... What's the name? You never seem to run out of ink or words. I've never, you know what's amazing to me? Because I have a tendency to grab a line from a piece and I will put it in other pieces. And I don't think anybody really recognizes it or catches it, but I find it easier for me to write sometimes. But I have never heard you use the same line twice in any other pieces ever, and I think that right there is a gift. That's a skill, because I've heard other poets use lines from their other pieces and in other pieces that they write, but you're one of them that I haven't heard that happen, and I admire that about you. I really do. An amazing piece, as always.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome. Yes, yes. So, before we get into these call opening up these mics, I'm going to pay a bill up in here, and then we can come right back and get into some poetry, some amazing, amazing poetry. Is that all right with you?
Hey, that's fine by me.
All right, one second. Oh, hold on, hold on. I just had it. Damn. There we go. You know, sometimes we run into some technical issues here. And I'm trying. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll do it like this. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join us. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Baby, baby. Since I couldn't find the snippet. So, I'm anxious. Oh, we got my diva first up on the mic here. Hey, Diva, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing? And why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Mrs. VIP. And Diva and King, I'm telling you, that was a great start to the show. Great start.
VIP in the building.
And okay. And we're about to, you about to continue to make it great and amazing with the piece that you bought. I know you are. I know you are. So with that being said, I'm going to move out the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. Perfect. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is entitled, When Will the World Learn That We're All Human? Like a big melting pot filled with many shades of melanin, with many skills acquired from ancestors that died for us to be here, to excel in whatever we do. If the jealousy, pettiness, coveting doesn't end, the killings will continue and the world will crash and burn. You hear of homicides daily, the echoes of vengeance, retaliation. No one wins. One dies and the other goes to jail. Some have no remorse, and upon learning that they'll never see the light of freedom again, they immediately learn regret, not thinking their actions resulted in never seeing their loved ones again, or trying to hold on and hope that they won't die behind bars. What happened to power of the people? What happened to King's dream? What happened to any means necessary? Why can't there be peace? All wars, conflicts, murder cease. The bottom line is we all bleed the same. The world is truly in need of love today. We're beyond tired. This isn't a game. And that's that piece.
Baby.
Talk about get up.
Let me tell you. Listen, we are all tired, okay? We're fighting a war here that just seems to be never ending. Diva, like I said, you just, man, that piece. I don't know what it is, but you just bring this truth and relevancy through your pieces of what's going on, and it keeps us conscious because some people just choose to walk past it. You know, they seem to weave their way in and out of this war without it affecting them in any way, shape, or form. But for the most of us, Yeah, we are tired of having our hearts broken from losing people unnecessarily. And it ain't no specific race that's doing it. It's no specific color of people. Anywhere you go, it's just some kind of battle that is being fought. You know, and I can't just walk by. I can't just slip through the cracks of this world. I'm a part of it. I've had people taken from me because of this.
Yeah.
And it all stems from greed and hate. That's what it comes from. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They say money is the root of all evil. No, it isn't. That's just paper. It's the greed within us because the flesh is weak. And that greed, it breeds hate and negativity because you just, you done got me started. I'm trying to tell you. Amazing, amazing piece. What you got for that, Sergio?
Hey, all I kept thinking about was get up, stand up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Stand up.
Go fight the power.
Yes.
Bring it back. Bring the 70s to this era right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the 80s.
Yeah.
We got to fight for our rights and, you know, some justice and equality. You know,
absolutely.
That was a damn sure good piece. Right on time, too.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Man, I loved it. You never disappoint either. You know, my dog wanting to be a part of the show. Y'all have to excuse him. He gets like that from time to time. Diva, before I let you skate off over to the Royal Lounge, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my diva, La Pearl La Negra, and I are hosting Divas Talk, and we have some dope music, amazing poetry, and them poets come in, and I'm telling you, they blaze the mic every week. So y'all come in and join us. We love you, too. And whatever, and you know, sometimes we jump on a topic, and it's good dialogue, great dialogue. So y'all come in and join us because we're going to have a good time every Wednesday. Back to you, too.
Thank you very much. That's absolutely right. Y'all come on by Wednesday nights at 9 here on Epiphany Radio. All right, Diva, I'm going to let you go on over there, grab yourself a drink, sit back, get your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic. Beautiful, beautiful piece. You know what? She always brings that sense of consciousness. You know, and you can't skate around it. You can't escape it because it's life within our lives. You know, man, loved it. I loved it. All right. Let's get to this next caller, Sergio. We got area code 334 on the mic. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
You got Liz.
Hey, Diva. We got another one of my Divas up in here. Okay. Yes, excuse me for not recognizing the number. I don't have my caller with me, so I'm just going off of, you know, area code. How are you, recent birthday girl?
Yeah. I'm good. It's good
birthday
to hear
birthday
you
guys. Wishes.
Thank you.
It is.
Thank you. The birthday continues to the end of the month. I got the whole month wrapped up.
Right.
Okay. That's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Right. Party hard. Not too hard, though. But
right.
Have a good time. I hope you are enjoying it so far. You know, and I'm wishing you many more.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You guys are doing it in here tonight. It's all kinds of things happening. Mrs. VIP came in with the radical.
Yes.
It's just
all the time, you know. She writes some amazing conscious pieces because she,
absolutely.
I guess it's on her heart. you know, and it needs to be talked about instead of pushed to the side, which is what a lot of people do, many of us do. And I so appreciate her all the more for it. Absolutely. Yeah. But,
too many people turn a blind eye.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And it's so sad. Because you don't even have to know people. Just the fact that we are all one and the same, and to know that something is being horribly done. It's so many of us that are being wronged, and so many people are just standing by watching it and letting it go. And, you know, with this technological age that we live in, everybody wants to pull out a phone and record. And in a way, it's a good thing, but at the same time, it causes people to allow something to continue to get worse.
It's 20 people standing around recording something, and nobody's calling 911.
Absolutely, absolutely. So. But Ms. Lips, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something amazing. You never disappoint.
I'm going to do a little old school type thing tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, let me move off the stage and fix the light. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, this piece is called An Old School Love. I need an old school love. That kind that comes with long talks about nothing and constant connection. The kind that I don't need matching underwear. They come with warm cuddles, stolen kisses, hand holding, and soft spoken desires. Evenings designed just to be together, side by side, just enjoying each other's presence. No makeup and sweat, hair up in a ponytail, hot toddies and finger food, TV on, but ain't nobody really watching it, because those kinds of evenings lead to true intimacy, where knowing each other takes precedence and sex ain't about calisthenics. When locking eyes raises the room temperature, gentle touches make promises, and desires don't need to prove a damn thing. So that when you take my hand and lead me to the bed, I can relax in you loving me and giving love in return. It's organic, lavishing kisses all over our bodies, no destination in mind, just loving how I'm loving on you. And you loving how you loving on me. No desire to perform. Just showing you how you make me feel. And receiving all you feel for me. Just letting it be. And reaching heights of satisfaction beyond measure. Passion's fires rule the night. Manifested in mutual satisfaction, ending entangled bodies, drifting off to slumber, only to awaken to bird songs on the morning breeze, fully satiated, an old school love, where freedom lives in the bonds held tight by deep connection, unbreakable, timeless and true. Are you ready? I'm Luke, and you've just been serving.
Yes. Bring that love to us, girl. That old school love. Yes. Wrap it all around me and tell me how I smell. Is intoxicating to you. Girl, I love that piece. You know I'm big on love pieces. I am, man, I'm either writing about heartbreak or I'm writing about love, okay?
Right.
And that is one of my favorite things to write about, love. Oh, man, yeah. And I heard the song just on it in the background. I heard it. Okay.
Yes.
Let's absolutely do it again. Oh, man, I love that piece, Diva. That was a beautiful. Sergio, what you got for that?
Hey, that was a beautiful piece. It was definitely hot, definitely on point. You know what I'm saying? You know what you got.
Absolutely.
You definitely be rocking it, you know what I mean? Definitely a fan of your work, though.
Yeah, sometimes we get so caught up in wanting to perform for each other that we forget how it feels just to relax and enjoy each other.
Yes, you are so right, girl. I loved it. And amazing show the other night, too, I must say. You did
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Job. The beautiful, unique poetry that was received. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Love the show.
I had a really good time. It was a perfect birthday ending.
Oh, man. Was it ever. It was beautiful. Wow. You never know what kind of poetry is coming through, but for sure, guaranteed, somebody coming
yeah.
through with something. I loved it. All right, Diva, now before I let you skate off over there and join Mrs. VIP in the Royale Lounge, can you let everybody know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
I am here every other Friday night, so I will be back again on the 9th with the Inkwell, where we want to know what moves your pen. You bring your best piece and fill us in on what made you write it. We're on every other Friday, right here on Epiphany.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, Diva. If you're going over there and join the other Diva, grab yourself something to drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love,
baby.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
Yes. Man, King, it just keeps getting better and better, don't it?
It was
deaf. All right, we
got
another
song. Yeah.
Oh, you got a song? All right, well, let's get to this song, and then maybe we can pay another bill, and then we can get back to this amazing poetry.
Indeed. Money just changed everything. I wonder how life without it would go. From the concrete, who knew that a flower would grow? Looking down from the top and it's crowded below. My 15 minutes started an hour ago. Truth over fame, you know I respect the blatant shit. When I hear him talking, I just don't know what to make of it. Hate is so familiar to me, I'm slowly embracing it. Doesn't come natural, bear with me, it could take a bit. Yeah, and my dreams are who I'm racing with. But you can see I'm pacing it, so that I'm always chasing it. Wayne put me right here, that's who I get the paper with. I hope that my success never alters our relationship. Yeah, this life is something I would die for. October zone, but it's looking like July 4. I just wish they let you try it first. This time I'm really going off. Fireworks.
Oh, today it begins. I've missed them before, but won't miss them again. I keep having the same.
you should give it up for me. Look at how I'm placing all my napkins and my cutlery. I could tell it wasn't love, I just thought you fuck with me. Who could have predicted lucky strike with how you stuck with me? Damn, I kept my wits about me luckily. What happened between us that night, it always seems to trouble me. Now all of a sudden these gossip rags wanna cover me, and you making it seem like it happened that way because of me. But I was curious, and I never forget it, baby, what an experience. You could have been the one, but it wasn't that serious. There was smoke in the air before, that was me clearing it, that felt good. All in all, I learned a lesson from it, though. You never see it coming, you just get to see it go. Yeah, I should have looked up in the sky at first. Now I can see it in her eyes, fireworks.
Oh, today it begins. I've missed them before, but won't miss them again. Keep having the same dream, and I think that I just realized what it means.
All I see is fireworks. All I see is fireworks. Every night is fireworks. Every night is fireworks. All I see is fireworks. All I see is fireworks. Taking off like fireworks.
Everything the same, but it feels different. My dad called me up knowing that I still listen, and he still got his foot out, guilt tripping. It's been years though, I just learned to deal with it, for real. Me and my realtor, we built up a better rapport. Got my mother in a place with some better decor. She searched the entire city, I let her explore. And now she's saying she more lonely than ever before. How many of our parents' marriages lasted? I was only 5, I bet I barely reacted. I'm flying back home for the Heritage Classic. Searching for that feeling, tell me where's the magic? Let's stay together till we're ghosts. I wanna witness love, I never seen it close. Yeah. But I guess I gotta find it first. That's why I'm really going off. Fireworks.
Oh, today it begins. I've missed them before, but won't miss them again. I keep having the same dream, and I think that I just realized what it.
Tiffany Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back. King and Queen's Quarters, everybody. As you heard, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number, once again, is 319-527-6300. And please, express that one and join us. All right, Sergio, we got another call up in here. We got area code 731. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, this is Real Campaign.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Oh,
how man. You doing?
I'm so blessed. What's up, King? Got a bird?
I'm all right, brother. What's going on?
All right, man. Just, you know, I went in the lab and working on my material. You know, you have to develop your skill. God give you the raw grit, and you have to hone it to a fine edge. So that's what I've been working at.
I hear that. That's what's up. Well, tonight is open mic. So what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
Right, so I heard y'all the first piece about war and love and hate and power and killing, and it was right up my alley. But it's not always the people outside that's doing the killing. Sometimes it's the person that's sleeping in your bed, and that's what this story is about. I'm a storyteller.
All right.
So
let me back up off the stage and just the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Yes. So it is a cautionary tale, a message for the Skywalkers and the Wind Talkers, the authors, and the prophetic collective and this dispensation of creatives, empaths, and savants, of which I am one, appointed, anointed, telling a phenomenal story of dreams and lies about the phenomenal rise and untimely demise of our fellow creator, our brother, Mr. Raheem Grant, and his lover, baby mother, and significant other, and also his killer, Miss Sierra Hawk. Disclaimer first, this is a story, Hawk. Ice with knife scars. Listen to all on how to play your cards. And the thing you need to know about Raheem, a.k.a. Red Beezy, is that the brother was dope. Ass in, 10 toes in the rap game, doing his thing, kept light skin like ice, the ice flow, cash flow, ducks in a row, life on go, everything. Coming together nicely. Everything and everyone paying respect except for one, his baby mom, who was green with envy, and green was all she could ever dream, but her dream was stinking like pond scum. Mad hating and manipulating. She had the vapors, and she had the paper, and she wasn't getting none. And you know what some born slick woman do? She want the juice, so she played with the roots. And she seduced you with some witches brew. And the demons come through. And the incubuses and the succubuses get down between your spiritual legs and they suck you. And then the bright LED lights, lime perfume sheets, slopes and peaks, my man Red Beezy found respite from the certainties of life. Those being death and taxes. Sipping some cognac, keeping good za from the loud pack. Getting broken off properly. Sloppily. The toppy. He was just relaxing, climaxing. And fellas, if you're on the line, would you testify that it's nothing better than the little pink sound of waterfall around the chef and the balls? And a lot of women that take a man's satisfaction as a great call for action, but other women use it as a tool to just make shit happen. And on the day that you don't do what they say, when they don't get their way, you can go from a fuck tour. You could be denigrated to a fuck boy. You could be a killjoy. You could be a knife holster, a bullet holder, a fire stalker, a murdered mango flesh baby fuck. And that's what she did. When she reached her limit, she said, "That's it. Weak ass nigga punk motherfucking bitch." And she snapped. Yes, sir, she twisted his cap. She hit him with the shotty, blew the dick hole out the back of his body. And he suffered a pain, fear, man, kill, and a discriminatory animus. Is that a lot of these women out here? It's demons and animals. They cannibals. They use their tins like handles to sit you down and calm you down with a plan to plant your dick in the ground when the sands in the hourglass are powered down. And before he died, he cried to once more hold his daughter. And he thirsted and he bled out and he begged for water. crawl for it, motherfucker, she said, as he lay powerless, paralyzed by the legs. And she released one more, knocking white meat brain matter out the top of his head. And in pains of shrieks of insane, garbled demon speech, she preached the last day when it was too late to do anything about it. That's when he found out that she was body bad. And Raheem Rat was gifted and talented. There was no telling how far he could go. But he failed in his mission, and he was left in a fucked up position, and he died. Because just like Samson, he failed for a hope. Just a cautionary tale, fellas. When you're watching that tail that's as big as a whale, beware of the beauty of her booty. Her ornaments are intoxicants, alluring enchantments. Some wear concealer because it conceals. By definition, you can't see the real. Don't allow any woman be the snare that you can't break hold. Don't let the soul tie make the grave where you lie and go meet your maker in Big Papa, where you at me right now? If you don't know, now you know. What lies inside a woman or a man, no one could understand. One life is gifted, to which another life is given an assignment, meaning some people's sole purpose is to break you to bits. To wit, Raheem was surely misled, and she snuck out his life before his life took flight. She murdered that boy, killed him dirt, dog, dead. That's that piece.
Can't trust a big butt and a smile.
I like it.
I like it. Trying to tell you. You know, it's so many lives ruined because of the superficial attraction. And then it becomes stronger than that. It becomes more lustful because a lot of women, they know what they possess. And they use that to get what they want, but they don't understand that they are destroying a life and lives within playing that game. Yo, that piece was, oh my God.
Well, I encourage you to follow the real story. It's an episode of Snapped. Google Raheem Grant Snapped or Sierra Harp Snapped. He recorded his own death. So it's a very interesting story.
It sounds interesting. Can you post that info in the event page? And that way, because
What's the web address? What's the web address? What's the web address? How will I post it on the page? On Facebook?
It's on Facebook, yeah. And it should be, let's see, what is it? Go to... events. Were you sent in, I don't know if you were sent an invite to the show, but if you weren't,
I'll go to Facebook. I'm on the
All right,
okay.
That's what's up.
I'm posting it right now.
That way we can get That way we can get all that information. Because I'm an avid reader and I love a good story. I really, really do. So,
Epiphany Radio, yeah. The next phase radio group.
No, not next phase. It's King and Queen's Quarters.
Okay.
Yeah, I just sent it to you.
Okay.
Okay, right, thanks,
awesome.
Sir.
Awesome.
King,
awesome.
King.
Yo,
that piece,
yo.
That piece was dope. And it's definitely, it's got my attention. Absolutely. I loved it. Like I said, what I heard was you can't trust the big button. The smile. Oh, my God. King, what you got for that? I mean, Sergio, what you got for that?
Yo, that piece was butter, yo. It was real smooth. You know what I'm saying? You really got down with that joint. You know what I'm saying? Definitely ladies out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you over to what we call the Royale. It's got a couple of my divas over in there, and I'm sure they would like some more company. You can grab yourself
a
drink.
Yeah, I'm going to have a cognac.
Oh, we got it. They got you. They got you. And drinks is on the house. Don't even worry about it. Drinks is on the house.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Yo,
one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, brother.
One love, one
mic. Yo, that was so dope. Okay.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Mr. Storyteller. All right. Well, how about we get a couple songs from you, Kang, and then we can come back and do some more poetry.
All right. No doubt. We'll go a couple of little throwback action.
Yeah. Rusty girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. It's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the bounce. Rusty girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. It's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the year. Mad man of the bounce. Rusty girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. It's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the year. Mad man of the bounce. Home of the party in the tree. Sunny lit land of the G's. Please let a nigga breathe. Tank top down for the breeze. Burnt lips, got a blunt full of weed. Peace, love in the meat. Nigga, I ain't come for the beef. You ain't no she came for the beat. Got bite for the teeth. Nigga, I'm the life for the beat. Fuck that, this year gotta eat. Bop, bounce for the crown. You be hating and I still hold it down. When you round, man, the girls never lounge. Man, I heard you a hound. Bruh, man, that bitch need a bounce. Tip, bounce out of gown. And tied to the sound. Yeah, I'm the rich nigga now. Bitch, I'm the talk of the town. Make a bitch run the mouth. Yeah, go south for the boy. Pop down to the floor. Bounce.
Bounce.
Yeah. Rusty girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. It's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the year. Mad man of the bounce. Rusty girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. It's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the year. Mad man of the bounce. Rusty girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. It's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year.
On the curb, we cause every corner sell her. Watch it fly to a bird. Nigga, I can pitch you a curb. Let the thrill shit occur. Make meals from a bird. Nigga, cop a crib in the burbs. Nigga, you ain't saying nothing but a word. Talk something for your nerve. Whole mother paid on the first end. Nigga, going broke by the third. Bounce for the crown. Fast forward, getting real to me now. Every dog need a cat to me out. Every once in a while, I see hands in the crowd. See white, black blaze in the pound. Jumping around. Kiss that bump out of gown. Bounce from the ground. Get hype for the sound. First straight from the morgue, down from the floor, bounce.
Yeah. Rusty girls everywhere, titty ass hands in the air, it's a party over here, shaking for the man of the year, mad man of the year, mad man of the bounce. Rusty girls everywhere, titty ass hands in the air, it's a party over here, shaking for the man of the year, mad man of the year, mad man of the bounce. Everywhere, pretty ass hands in the air. Some party over here, shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the year, mad man of the bounce.
Tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry. Yeah. As I look around me, so many motherfuckers wanna tell me, but enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they found me, and I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dick inside.
I love myself,
but they can do what they want whenever they want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
He said I gotta get up like he's going to suicide.
I love myself.
One day at a time.
gon' do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Don't let the paranoia haunt you. Peace the fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the men's about do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence, everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this,
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto with me guns and dicky signs.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
Police and a rock on a corner and a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a motto on a scene, yeah. These days of frustration, keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, be 5-4 for bases. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto with big guns and dicky signs.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want.
Welcome back. You are listening to Mrs. VIP, and I am sitting in with Sergio, a.k.a. King Atterbury. King, how's it going?
Going good. The vibe is definitely alive tonight.
Absolutely. Well, seems like we have another caller on the line.
We got 501.
Is that area code 501. All right. 501, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, this is just Jay, man. I was like, 501? Like, who else in Arkansas?
Yo, what's going on, Jay?
How are you doing?
What's going on, Serge? VIP, how y'all doing tonight?
Oh, good.
Sweet, man. I was up here jamming to the tunes, man. I was editing some videos and stuff like that, and I had got so caught up into what was going on, I forgot I was on Epiphany, man. Your rollout is always on fire, bro.
Well, Josh Jay,
yeah.
I know you got some serious poetry because I'm a fan, and I know you brought something good for us to listen to tonight.
I can't believe you're going to put pressure on me like that before I got to do some poetry, though. That's okay, though, VIP.
You know you got
it's
it.
So
look, we're going to step aside and shine a spotlight on you now.
Uh-huh.
The mic is yours.
All right. Appreciate y'all, too. The name of this one is called Rhythm in Silence. There is a sound in the rhythm of silence, in the absence of vibrations, as an unfathomable depth. And it has its own resonance in the vast cavernous, the tranquility, where quietness clangs hollow in chambers of blackness, where even touch can be numb and an ear muted, as this soul sighs feeling disembodied, as my mind searches for sound in the vacuum of thought, vibrating. Vibrations that reach out in every direction, never to return to me again. As I strain my eyes in this pitch to see muted strobes explode in my closed eyes sight. But these are not just illusions. These are merely sights that are created by my mind's eye, causing my physical eye to see sound in the dead of darkness. On command, I command my diaphragm to crush down and deflate. As my lungs take in air like a mighty whale that prepare for its descent into the deep, and in a harmonious ballet of muscle and sinew, I squeeze with all my strength, fiber, and might. And I compress and jettison this breath out of this chest through the hallowed halls of my esophagus, through the bottleneck of my larynx, as I stretch my jaws wide to roar, to produce nothingness. As my lungs ring out and sputter the last bits of hissing wind, as I feel faint from exertion. As my last-ditch efforts leave me breathless, depleted and defeated. So now I must accept my silence in silence and these poetic passages of stark darkness and solitude. And from this void of nullity, I see me in 4D watching the lily. Yes, I remember the lily, swaying gently in the field, looking oh so lovely. Her inner beauty sings soliloquies that unplug my ears, and my tears unbind my eyes, and my heart wails a night-shattering wail as lava surged through my marrow and my tissues. And I stood, and I cried, and I am alive. Poem.
Well, thank you. That was dope. You know.
Thank you.
When you started talking about, you know, your diaphragm, and how it had to work to get it out. That was something. But sometimes, you know, one could get stuck sometimes and just can't get it out. And we can get it on paper, but sometimes we just can't voice it. But that was decent. I really like that piece. That's what got me the most about your diaphragm, you know.
Yeah, actually, I was talking about the whole passage of how it starts in the diaphragm, and then it inflates the lungs, and then it starts working its way up to the esophagus, mm-hmm. and then it gets to that tight point, exactly. That bottleneck of the larynx, and then you open up your mouth, and you think words about to come out, and nothing.
Yeah, yep. Mm. Sergio, what you got for him?
Nothing much, but that's the Shakespearean right there. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, man.
That spells it out all by itself, brother. You already know. I'm a fan mm-hmm. of your work. So peace, though. You know what I'm saying? Really enjoyed that.
It's mutual, brother. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. So, Judge Jay, before we mm-hmm. let you slip off to the Royale Lounge, what you got going on in the Tiffany universe?
Not this week, but next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on the Just Jay and Gina show. We're probably going to be spinning tracks. We're still petitioning poets to send us tracks so we can go ahead and put on the show. We did the video. We did the video. It was basically like we did a show and on Epiphany and stuck it on the doggone video. So I guess that can be Epiphany first video presentation. But yeah, we're going to be doing a part two to that. Me and Gina didn't even make it to the first part. So if anybody say I wasn't on the first part, I'd be looking at them like, me neither.
Right, dude, right.
So if I ain't making it, so let's go complain to management together.
Well, listen,
but we got that going.
I'm gonna tell
y'all. We're doing part two. I need something from you, VIP.
I tried to send you something. You ain't get it.
No, I ain't got it. I've been having it in rotation. Let me go. I'm gonna check right on this, cause and then I'm gonna go ahead and screenshot this to you.
Okay.
In your deal. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think I got it, VIP. What would it be under? We will talk about that later. Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say, but let me tell you, your show with Rebel P. Jones was the bomb. I mean, he has the it factor. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all missed that show, y'all need to go back and play that, play back. I'm telling you, Rebel is
that dude's a beast.
He's real, and he's like a beast, and he's very, very transparent. I love that about him. He's on. So that was a great show last week.
Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's all I got going. You know, we got the whole thing with the over there, Small House Support You on Clubhouse. You guys can go over there and look us up, Small House Support You. Y'all find us. Y'all can find us on different – look for us, too. Just don't be trying to go over there. Look for us, Small House Support You. Y'all be able to find us. Epiphany Radio also. Y'all go out there and y'all search for Epiphany Radio. There's a lot of stuff out here for y'all to go ahead and get into. This poetry stuff is good. Let me go ahead and slide to the left.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming by. We appreciate you, and I'm about to escort you to the lounge. So one love, one night.
I'm about to hook this elbow out there, man. Okay. Y'all take care.
Wow.
JB getting busy.
They just showed up and showed out tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely did.
Mm-hmm.
Rock it out. So how do you want to do this? You want me to go into a song, and do we come back and get this poetry going?
Sounds good to me.
All right. I'm gonna throw a throwback up in the air.
Had nothing if I couldn't find you. Some-
Oh, man, we just got busy with some Chucky Booker games. Whew, that was tight. I mean, but welcome back to Epiphany Radio, King and Queen's Quarters. Open mic tonight. Dialing number 319-527-6300. Press that one. Spit your piece. All right. VIP. You know,
yeah.
I so much have love for this poetry thing, you know what I mean? Like, it's very therapeutic, and, you know, just to walk around and see the world the way it is and gain inspiration from it and just indulge, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. It's
always something to write about, you know what I'm saying, what you see, the clean stuff, the heart, mind, and soul, you know, get things off your chest, I mean, like.
Oh, absolutely. It truly is. I thoroughly agree with that. When you write poetry, I think you're writing a piece of yourself all the time, whether it be fiction or nonfiction. You know what I'm saying? Because even if you don't want anyone to know it's really you, you just use metaphors. You understand? And so that's how I see it. But if I got issues, it's going down on a piece of paper, for real. And I'll just, you know, reread it or rewrite it later on. But right off the bat, I brainstorm and I get it out. So it's very cathartic in a sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. That's how I be feeling. I mean, I write even when I'm at work. You know, I just be sitting there and there'd be so much going on. I just be like, and I just put it right there. You know what I mean? And then resume my active duties on that. So I basically write anywhere, even in the car, if I'm parked or something like that. Mm-hmm. Things just come to me. You know, say you see things out there, and it's just like, wait, let me get this out.
Absolutely.
I don't like to hold things in. That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? And you hear a lot of things, and it's just like, that's just me. I just always got to write something.
It's like you ever, Did you ever, like, say if you were mad at someone, like, kill them in poetry?
I've been there, man. get it right out of my system. But then I try to cautiously write stuff. I mean, it ain't like when I was younger, when I was, like, rhyming and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'd, like, write some harsh stuff. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like a gentle giant. You know what I'm saying? You're just like, okay, there's always a different way to say things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, you definitely right about that.
You know,
I get mad about that. But...
Yeah. Look, peace of mind is most important to me now that I am where I am today. And something, like I said, something bothers me. When I'm mad at someone, I'm not going to kill them. But I will let it be known on that paper. Because then we
have to
reach
right.
them. Let's check it out, you know?
Yeah. Hey, that's a release right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me get this out. This out my system.
Yep. It's true.
It's just like that, what's that group from back in the day? Like, Don't Disturb This Groove.
Oh, yeah. Surface.
That's how I feel. Don't disturb this groove. You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
That's what's up.
Hey, but I got another piece to release.
All right. Sounds good. Step off and adjust the spotlight back to you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Piece is titled Nobody Called Us. Breathe life into the memories of those that passed away. Told myself that I will keep the line open so they can stay. Alive with me, speaking about them in my poems, many thoughts disappear, although I house mine a home. So much clarity that I can recite with eyes closed. So every line that I say really only the heart knows. Reflection is big when you search and try to find the highest point of elevation as you still walk the climb. Move with mystery, the mystique is internal. Outside of what's deep, willing a mental note journal. So if today is my tomorrow, I'm going to make a good one. Solving problems through the grace of God with outcomes. Progress is a process of activating your chi. If you give and receive, that's a deed from belief. Hold the line to the galaxy, still sleeping on cosmic clouds. Return back to earth after resting, wearing a shroud. Yes, the peace.
Right now, you know, it's funny because I love this piece. But you know what? Remember I used to get on you about going so fast? Because you used to, you know, talk the way you used to talk. And it's amazing because I could never understand totally. But now that I understand you, I'm telling you, you're throwing some stuff out there that's on the real. I'm telling you, the piece was decent.
Thank you. I appreciate your critique and stuff. It's just, you know, both of my grandparents are Geechee. So it's like stuck, you know what I'm saying, to speak the way I speak sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while when people started saying stuff, then I started like slowing it down a little bit. Like, you know, I just got to like.
And but you know what? It works because the more I hear you, the more of a fan I am. I mean, I'm getting it. And I'm really, really getting it. And like Jared, or like any one of us, there's spots of transparency in you. And you know, and as a fellow poet, I appreciate that the most. Because like I said, you know, poetry can be true or false, and you can be speaking for someone else and not necessarily you or things like that. But whatever you do say is relevant. And that's what makes your pieces awesome. So,
thank you.
So with that, absolutely. So I have a piece as well. It's a short piece, though.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. This is called The Branch. A branch fell suddenly from the tree. The winds and the rains were so heavy. It cried out. It could no longer hold on. And before it fell, it thought, let it be. It felt weak from the start and tried to hold on. The stronger branch tried its best to pour into its friend all the encouragement and wisdom it had left. But the rains kept falling, and the branch got saturated with disappointment and hopelessness. So it fell. Figured it would decompose to feed back into the tree, like the other large branches that fell before. Soon, new branch emerged from the tree, reached out to the fallen one and found an opening to allow it more time. The tree swayed silently in relief. The branch will grow back to the middle story, someday reaching for the sun, being with its own to form a new canopy. And that's that piece.
I love the imagery of that. You always have a certain way of reciting your poetry online, which is really actually pretty dope. You know what I mean? Like, ever since the Poetry Corner days, I've always been a fan of you and your Diva online. Like, yo, they be rocking it out. Just the flow, the cadence, the aura, the energy of it. You know what I mean? Your pieces online. It's like, yeah. That's why I'm glad to be down with the family online. You know what I'm saying? I got brought in. I was like, yeah. I'm rocking with the crew now. Definitely is dope. You know, hey, let's see if Lisa Lips. Nah, you're very welcome. See if Lisa Lips wants to spin the block.
All right. Let's bring her back in.
Lisa.
Hey, Diva.
Lisa.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
y'all
lady.
Y'all having a good time in here tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, look, we're ready to hear a part two from you, my dear. You and your dope poetry as well.
Okay.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Y'all were talking about transparency, so this is one of my more transparent pieces. This is called Outside My Pen. I have always walked the path untraveled, never heard the same drum as the norm, but never fit into the spaces I was placed in, and no one desired to see me, so all I had were the words and stories I dreamed, and the facts on the nightly news that shaped my world. And I lived in that awkward existence where TV reality and personal fairy tales swirled into one, because even my family saw no real value in my way of thinking, saw me as silly and frivolous, because I wanted to write stories like I saw in my book. And they said I wasn't like them, those who told those stories, because they were special, with something the whole world wanted to hear. And I was no one, a nobody that no one cared to hear from. So I wrote out the life I wasn't allowed to live, placed myself in the stories the news told me, and tried to tell the personal stories they were unable to see. And I told love stories of the one who loved me completely and would find value in my oddness, and carnal stories of how our bodies yearned for each other. I built a world where I was God and everything was mine to design, but my reality has always been empty, because I was never taught to actually live what I wrote of, because to show that part of me brought chastisement. Because I could never be anything, simple country child that was born, designed to serve all and to live and die for everyone's comfort but mine. So when there was nothing left to want from me, I retreated to my pen, because my life was in my pages that I hid away, lest someone else see. And to this day, my ink tells the stories of all I wish to be, even when my real life is stagnant, because I'm just learning how to live outside my pen. I'm Lips, and you just in service.
Diva, that is, to me, one of your best. It's so poignant and transparent. And every time you say it, there's another nuance I find in your piece. You know, because, you know, when you're ignored like that, or they tell you you can't, or you shouldn't, or you just, you know, you don't exist, or somebody tries to knock you from your goal or for what you want to do, that's depressing, and it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
And not to have that type of support is very, very, it really is, it's just sad. And I can hear that in your piece. It's sadness. There's poignancy, there's the melancholy, but, you know, but you rose above that because you're one of the best poets I know, stories, okay. And you have excelled in that. You tell a story in a minute, and it's a maze, I'm trying to tell you. So, Sergio, what you got for that?
Beautiful piece, as always. She has a way of representing and presenting herself through her pieces. You know what I mean? It just keep it like herself. Yo, that it should be dope. I mean, I be definitely loving on it. You know what I mean? Like damn. Keep doing you know what I'm saying?
I try to speak for those same people that I grew up being. I was always voiceless. So I try to speak for those people, the people that everybody kind of ignores, those wallflower people that they have something to say or they have something that they wish and dream, but nobody hears them. So I try to speak for those people.
That's awesome, Diva.
Thank you.
Well, Diva, our thanks to you. We appreciate you. So back to the lounge with the girl.
love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Mm-mm. She gets me every time.
Definitely. Yeah, she definitely be on one with that.
Okay.
I got a song for her, too. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's
what's up.
Welcome back.
Yes. Yeah, jamming in his night.
Yes. Feel it in the spirit.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Loving it. Music is on. I'm trying to tell you.
And the beautiful poetry tonight as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Yeah, hey, I got another piece up in the chamber. You right there or?
All right ahead.
This piece.
You got the mic.
This piece is titled "Loving an Angel." My memories are futuristic, now that I recall. Watching your invisible picture hanging on the wall. Am I your mystery that makes you wonder about me? Could it be that I am free to ask for more than eyes can see? Why wouldn't I look at you and kiss the smile that you had? If only by chance you correspond on my behalf, I consider you beautiful with internal and external. May I continue to learn you? I'm at the beginning of time. While joy and happiness are two investments of love, it is the growth and what is shown through reflection of care. Standards are based upon what is seen, said, and observed. These cosmological thoughts are only written to be heard, Sergio.
All right now. All right. That was awesome. I can't say nothing else about your pieces because I'm loving them. They're delivered just right, and I'm happy. I'm digging it. That's all I can say to that. I'm digging it. So you ready for this last piece of mine?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
All right. This piece is called The Rose Devil. Thank you. This piece is called The Rosebud. Joy, sadness, fear, anger, love, mostly confusion swirls in her head. She doesn't understand why happiness can't be for her. She tried to make it all make sense, but the tears she cried were in despair. Nothing was normal anymore, no real structure. Stress of responsibilities took its toll on her. She wants to do things when she gets older. She's aware she has gifts for the world to see. But the seeds planted in her brain from the tree of fear, irrational paranoia, made her scared to branch out. Her roots wouldn't support her. They wouldn't let her blossom. She knew she was loved and cared for, but the droughts in the root wouldn't give her enough water to bloom. So she remained a bud. Each night she looked up in the sky. Angels on high whispered to her she wasn't alone and comfort her enough to survive. She yearns for freedom, yet she's yet to blossom. One day, one sweet day, she'll bloom and be free. And that's that piece.
VIP, that was just beautiful. That's like you see a bouquet of flowers and you're like, wow, look how pretty those look. You know what I mean? Like, that was the same essence of that poem. You know what I mean? Very lovely piece.
Thank you. That's appreciate it.
Well, it is. Hold on. Well, I got this part two piece to that first piece.
Okay.
Got a few moments. So, I'm gonna go into this one. All right, this is Loving an Angel, part two. Let me tell you how I see you between you and me. This 2024 movie embodies harmony. I know what it is, and I'm sure you also do. Making moves, pardon me if I cruise on truth. Not taking up your time just because you're low-key. Allow my energy to enter a place where it should be. I know your eyes searching for comfort when you are hurting. J.W. Atterbury is serving something that is working. Check the man behind the hands with monumental potential. Hold this memoir to your heart, mind, and soul. I'll be gentle. Take you outside of yourself, exploring my universe, where the alignment is confined and given another birth. Let it pour inside a cup of you know what this is. Give your thoughts a mental kiss while your mind starts to drift. If I'm in love with an angel, there will be no off angle. It's only you and I with no one else entangled, Sergio.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. If I'm in love with an angel, there will be no archangel, just you and I. I love that. That's what's up. That is a blessing.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Oof, well,
This was good. You know, this was good.
Yeah, this is a beautiful night tonight. Beautiful night.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Appreciate everybody coming through, getting the pieces. And I'm also thankful to you, Demons of Epiphany. Always, you know what I'm saying, right there by my side. Much appreciated.
All the time. That's what's up.
Everybody, y'all tune in next week. You know what I mean? Monday, right here at Epiphany, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss out. You got any last words, Ms. VIP?
Everybody, just thank you so much for listening in and participating. We really appreciate you. Y'all be safe out there. God bless you. King?
Right. Y'all have a blessed night. I'm going to take y'all out with this song.
Girl!